All right. What we promise you is that, across the weekend, where we have football frenzy, we will dissect everything about this situation between the clubs and FIFA and federations such as the CBF, that's the Brazil Football Federation. And then we'll be able to make arguments for, against FIFA or any other side you choose. We just had to touch on this. But it's time for Time Tunnel right here on Extra Time. Yes, it's that segment created for the purpose of relieving a special sporting moment. Maybe not so special, but at least a remarkable one. I don't know if it's one and the same thing anyway. So we relieve sporting moments for the sake of nostalgia and for the sake of having a second chance or another chance to analyze what truly went down at the time that event was fresh. And following the sequence of this time tunnel events that we're getting into, you will also get the chance to win 5,000 Naira by being a commentator. Yes, you're listening to us through the Euros, do our thing. It's time for you to show us that you can equally do it or even better. Who is Peter Drury where you're concerned? So we'll find out the stuff that you're made of as far as commentaries are concerned. We'll give you the criteria and the things that we require from you. We'll describe the entire process. But first, let's relieve this sporting moment. I am not going to tell you what sporting moment it is. You're going to have to guess it your own self by listening keenly. So I hope at the end of it you would know what this is truly about and your memory would be adequately refreshed.
Final ball, Messi. Well, away from Keita and still going, the left foot of Lionel Messi. And it invites the challenge and Dele Adeleji gives away the spot kick, and it's Messi again with a real impact. They just couldn't contain him. Dele Adeleji was there, the push, and then the challenge that gives Argentina a penalty. They can just not deal with the runs of Lionel Messi. Van de Kim being told to get back onto his goal line. He joins Barcelona as a 13-year-old. He's one of the rising stars at this level in world football. Lionel Messi with four goals to his name already. A chance to put Argentina in front from the penalty spot. It's Messi against Van de Kim. Waits. Steps up, left foot, and sheer class from Lionel Messi. Perfectly executed penalty kick from a player at the very top of his game. He won the penalty and then scored the penalty. It's a tournament that Lionel Messi will not forget as he comes of age with a perfectly taken spot kick. Just 18 years of age, and as cool as you like. Lionel Messi with the penalty then. Quite worth picking out John Obi Mikel. Better from Nigeria. And the equaliser provided by Chinedu Ogbuke. Perfect header. And Astari could do nothing about it in the Argentine.
Yes, we have the right to edit history, so we best end it before the at the time Nigeria equalized, before the other thing happened. But Dr. Skoki, just to pick your mind, what game was this really this commentator was yapping on about?
So this was the FIFA World Shield game in 2005 for Nigeria taking on Argentina. This was the this was where it was for Nigeria. I think it was the final of 2005.
After we beat the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Was it Netherlands or Morocco by three goals to nil. And we got to the final.
Exactly. It was in the quarterfinals that we played the Netherlands. Mm. We played out a 1-1 draw and then it went to penalties.
Marathon penalties. In the end, we won it.
Yeah.
Oh, so all the way back in 2005, eh? Okay. I'll ask you a couple of questions before we reach out to the listener. Mm. Why this World Youth Championships in 2005? We had a lot of star players. Just remind us of some of the names that were with the likes of Messi, John Obi Mikel, Taiwo Taiwo, and the rest of them. Who made the Nigerian team at the time?
You made mention of Taiwo Taiwo, and the commentator says something. Taiwo Taiwo, that's where he called the name, and I enjoyed the way he called the name at that time. It was Taiwo Taiwo was there as well. There was of course Olubayo Adefemi. He was in that squad as well. Monday James was there. Dele Adeleye was also there. Jomi Kelubi was also there as well. Chinedu Obase, David Abo, and John Owerri was also there. Isaac Promise was there. Daniel Akpeyi was a substitute in that match. He was there in a tournament basically. Kola Ige was there. Oyekachi Apan was there. Kennedy Chinwe was there. Kola Anubi was there. Yinka Adedeji was there as well. Daddy Bazwai was there. Gift Atulewa was there as well. Solomon Okoronkwo was also there.
I remember that final really well because the fever for all things Nigerian football was still very much alive. Then I remember the whole country was sad after we lost that. But everyone said that the two penalties. One was it Monday James also brought down Messi. At the time, I could have sworn that it wasn't a penalty. We felt so bad. We said, "Wayo, they have cheated us out."
He commented the first one on Messi. That was definitely a penalty.
It was a penalty.
You know, at that time, your bias will kick in because you're a Nigerian. So you're expecting the fact that Nigeria should have been able to take this one over Argentina. But that was definitely a penalty. You can't do that in your 18-yard box. He actually kicked the leg of Lionel Messi, who was with the ball at that time, in the 18-yard box. And of course, I would give a penalty if I were the referee. The second one, too, was most definitely a penalty. So it was just us being Nigerians at that time.
Us just being Nigerians. Mikel Obi made it to the national team. So Taiwo, Chinedu Obase, Obuke also had his time in the sun with the Eagles. They didn't hit the heights that we thought he would at the time. Ambrose Van Zieken surprisingly fizzled away, and some of the other big stars that we thought were going to make it but didn't quite make it. But we give you food for thought, something to chew on while we go for a quick break. When we return, we will of course open the channels for interaction with you, so you tell us. After that tournament, Messi was handed the golden ball, the best player of the tournament. At the time also, as a kid, I could have sworn that Mikel was cheated. It should have been Mikel and not Messi. So I'll be asking you what your memories of that tournament, you know, was. And do you truly think those two penalties were worth it? I mean, was the referee right to point to the spot on two occasions in that final? And did you think Messi did merit the best player above our own John Maradona, Obi Mikel? All of this we'll be putting across to you when we return from this break. Do you stick around? Don't forget, the other side, you'll also get a chance of being a match day commentator and taking 5,000 naira off our hands. Stay tuned.
The award-winning gin, loved and celebrated across the globe for its undisputed and authentic taste. Now also with the perfect blend of citrus and moringa. Gordon's. Shall we?
Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under 18 years of age.
The Nigerian Professional Football League.
Shaw Kaneo! What a goal! This is fabulous! This must be a contender for the goal of the season already. What a goal! Olatunbosu with his third goal. Season.
For the latest in the Nigeria Professional Football League, join the Sports Gang on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
What is true friendship? True friendship is rare and special. It's forged in the tough times, not just the good. And true friends just want you to be happy and be yourself, whatever that means. True friendship is built on true moments. And true moments deserve a true whiskey. Mr. Dowd, the spirit of true friendship. Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under 18 years of age.
I beg, I feel see your art. This aroma bang bao. Make it taste more.
Mm, there's something about this food, oh.
Now the new Onga curry spice, oh. Onga don't get curry too.
Yes, oh.
Specially made from natural ingredients. In fact, I notice I fit cook anything without time again, oh. My neighbor, I feel borrow your auto gele. Now what I come borrow be that, oh.
For that difference for all food, use Onga curry. They make them from natural ingredients where them blend together to give your chop chop that correct aroma.
But if you give me extra food, sha.
Onga, Mama's helping hand.
Yes.
The award-winning gin. Loved and celebrated across the globe. For its undisputed and authentic taste. Now also with the perfect blend of citrus and moringa. Gordon's. Shall we?
Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under 18 years of age.
Welcome back. It's the Time Tunnel on Extra Time, and we're all the way back to 2005. Yes, indeed. We're reviewing the events at the World Youth Championship Final, where Nigeria came up against Argentina. Yes, we were robbed. They gave Argentina two penalties, but Omo, looking back, it'd be like, say those things that penalty you, to be honest. But that's just my thinking. Dr. Skoki seems to agree as well. I don't know what you think. What do you remember about that tournament? And do you think, that's indeed the organizers were correct and right to give the golden ball to Messi and not Diego John Obi Mikel as it stands, as it stood at the time? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. We also look to WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Dorcas has some very interesting news to talk to us about Toby Amuson, but that will be during the course of the show. Let's talk to you now. Let's see who's here. Welcome to the conversation.
Hello, good evening, Kofi.
Good evening. Nice to have you join us. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. Your name and location, sir?
Mr. Chibike, calling you from Alakaja.
All right, Mr. Chibike, welcome. So, 2005, yeah. World Youth Championships final.
Yes, I did. I watched it, and okay. I think Nigeria was robbed up until today.
Really?
Nigeria played great football as long as that match was concerned. Nigeria totally outclassed Argentina. Nigeria played a very mature game. Nigeria scored the best goal in that match.
I
want to differ with Dorcas. The very last penalty Lionel Messi took wasn't supposed to be a penalty.
Okay.
Because even the player, shifted his leg, but Lionel Messi died. If there were to be VAR at that time, that penalty would have been ruled out. And Nigeria would have gone because the morale, the spirit was high as soon as Nigeria got the equalizer. So we were wrong. Frankly, I tell you, even when Nigeria was one goal down, Nigeria was fighting spiritedly. And fortunately, we got the equalizer. And we are about going to win the game. We totally outclassed all our opponents as long as that competition was concerned. Mikel Obi was outstanding. We were happy that we have gotten a replacement for JJ Okocha.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. I tell you, even up for today, if I remember that game, I feel sad that at the end of the day we didn't win it. Even there was a comment Pele made that time, concerning that particular match.
All right.
Nigeria would have supposed to be the winner. So we were robbed.
All right. Thank you, said we were robbed. You see how life works, eh? We were happy we had gotten the next JJ Okocha. Little did we know we just had the next Sunday Olise after Mourinho. Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
Kola from Botak.
Welcome, Kola. We're happy to have you.
Talking about that match, I really think Nigeria was seriously robbed. Nigeria were robbed of everything. In fact, Messi did not even deserve that award they gave him.
Even after his six Ballon d'Ors, you still think so?
You say what?
Even after his six Ballon d'Ors, you still think he was robbed, huh? Mikel was robbed.
Nigeria were robbed of everything. We are robbed of the match, and we are also robbed of the
best player of the tournament. Okay. All right. No problem. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. Time Tunnel, and we're all the way back to 2005. As this one on WhatsApp says, 2005, I was really a kid. I was at choir practice that day, and we had a TV screening at the church. So we would sneak out of the rehearsal to check the game at intervals. When it got to penalties, the choir mistress asked us all to go and watch. It ended in tears. It was never really Mikel for the Golden Ball. It was always Messi. Those were the last days I supported the Green of Nigeria, because a year after I took my loyalty to any nation playing against Nigeria. Frank, that's frankly an extreme position you've taken there. Hopefully you'll repent before it's too late. Welcome. All right. Welcome. What? Nice to have you join us.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
I can remember giving you the ball.
Okay. Tell us what you remember.
I remember that when Argentina robbed Nigeria with the penalty. But definitely, the Ballon d'Or is right, because you can't be an easy player at the best level.
Okay.
That's my own opinion on that.
Oh, it's fine. Thank you. Very well noted. Welcome. All right. Extra time. What? Time Tunnel segment. Let's see who's here. Welcome. Nice to have you join us. Hello. Anybody home? Okay. It's just not connecting. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. Good evening. Welcome. You're on to Extra Time on Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Okay. Welcome.
That's 7-5. Okay. March. Was totally robbed.
Oh, we were robbed, huh? I see.
As of then, they are very good. And they are best among the competition. They are best. They are right.
Okay. All right.
The match officials, they robbed that match. They set penalty. Not the penalty.
Okay.
They use it to win the match. That set penalty. They can have a header for life.
Yeah. Fabulous. Flying header. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, he got the bronze ball. Oh dear. I'm sorry, I have to let you go. We could barely hear you. One more call, and then we'll switch things up a notch so that you can take our 5K and flex over the weekend.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. Welcome.
Yes. I think hardly they have more Nigeria in their mind that we don't talk about this issue of robbing and all of this.
Okay, but do you think we were robbed? Are we making a false...
A clear better team than Nigerian team. You know one thing that happens in this football?
Yeah?
We have to admit the fact that the South American players are technically better than our players.
Okay.
Even when we play their senior team, they use technicality to win us. You're talking about robbing you or no robbing you. They do it. They do it. They fake us most of all. It's part of the game. They play for your intelligence and you foul them. It's part of the game.
Hmm.
That's the technicality they get when they go to academy and all that.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you are talking about Messi. Messi was the highest goal scorer in that tournament. Okay. Yeah, we have.
Cannavaro won the Ballon d'Or without scoring a lot. Scoring goals doesn't necessarily make you the best player, does it?
Of course, but he won the cup. He was the highest goal scorer.
Okay.
So what else do you want?
Okay. All right.
He did not win the trophy.
No, according to one school of thoughts, two of his goals came via robbery against Nigeria.
Which robbery?
Robbery.
Going ahead, going for that as a player, has he not proven it?
Okay, six Ballon d'Ors.
Yes.
He can even dash Mikel the golden ball if he wants. Come and take
my brother. Let's just admit the fact that these guys are more technically gifted than us. That's
right.
The truth.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's not buying any of that robbing our stuff. Doctors, have you repented on your view?
Definitely you not. Nigeria was not in any way, robbed in that game. I'm looking at that penalty again, the second one, and someone called to say Messi flew like a bird. I'm sorry, that was not flying. Hmm. As a defender in your 18-yard box, you don't bring out your leg like that, even if, of course, you didn't touch the player. But this one, there was a touch. And Messi had to do it very well now, so that, to convince the referee. Hmm. So, of course, it was a penalty.
Okay. All these calls and messages is very tempting, but please, we're tired of possessing this 5K, so we want you to have it. At the risk of getting a query from our bosses, we might, should we ask for extra time on extra time? No, maybe they won't grant us, but so let's get down to it. So this is what you have to do to win 5,000 naira on the show. So, you're going to have to, that we run commentaries. I mean, here on Nigeria Info, we have the La Liga rights, Ligue 1 rights, which will kick in as when the time comes. And we also brought the Euros to your doorstep, running commentaries on all the key matches, even the ones that weren't so key. So I know that you're queuing. So, today is the day you test your ability as a commentator. So what we need you to do is, Dokas, let me see those players again that played for us at the World Youth Championships Finals. So these are their names, huh? Yeah, you have to maybe just in whatever you do, try to include John Obi Mikel, Chinedu Obasi, John Oweri, Isaac Promise, Ambrose Van Zeken, Taye Taiwo. I want you to run a commentary, a mock commentary, using this team of 2005. And you are at liberty to create it as you play. In fact, if you like, let Nigeria win the game. Just to give you a little bit of what we're talking about, myself and Dr. Skoki, while thinking about how to give away our 5,000 naira, we're fooling around with our phones. So we had to make a mock commentary of this finals, only that this time around Nigeria won by 5-0. So listen and see if you can try to run a commentary for us when you're calling. And the end, we'll choose whose commentary turned out to be the best. And that's all. You're 5,000 naira richer and we're 5,000 naira poorer. So using our mobile phone, this is what we came up with, Kosi and the Sports Diva.
Little Argentine, Messi, dribbling all over the place, does well and truly deserve a knock in the head, doesn't he?
Absolutely, a big one at that.
Has absolutely no respect for the green and white of the eaglets. Here is Ambrose Van Zeken, rolls the ball into Onyeka Chiapan. Here is Isaac Promise, driving forward, picks out Taye Taiwo, ball into the box, sticking out Mikel. Fabulous goal for Nigeria, who are well and truly on the way to winning the 2005 World Youth Championships.
Delivery met with an inch-perfect header. Beautiful goal by John Obi Mikel. That was a stop.
Sensational from the Eaglets. A magnificent game. Nigeria 3, no. Make it 5. Argentina, nil.
Oh, yeah. So in our own eyes, yes, as we saw it fit, Nigeria beat Argentina by 5-0 today. But enough of the talking. It's time for you to win 5,000 naira by being a match day commentator. You have just a minute. As soon as you're calling, Dr. Skoki will set the timer. And yes, you get to it. When you're calling, you will hear this. And then you will speak as loudly as you can, running a commentary using some of the names of the players that featured for us in 2005. We are the judge today, and we will decide whose commentary turned out to be the best. And that person will take our 5,000 naira. Before you calling, have the WhatsApp number handy so that you can send us your detail. It is 0809-030-6416. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. When you call in, you tell us your name, the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then you run the commentary that, if you like, ends in a Nigeria victory. Today, we will rob the Argentines. So that's what we're going to do. So are you ready? Sports Diva, you have your pen and paper ready, right?
Good to go.
Let's welcome our first competitor to the contest. Welcome, Peter Drury.
Good evening, coach.
Good evening. Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
Evening to Sport Diva.
Good right. Evening, welcome.
Okay, so are you ready to play?
Let me give it a try.
All right, so what's your name?
K. Kenneth calling from Minokoro.
Kenneth from Rumokoro. All right, Ken, you're welcome.
Minokoro.
Okay, Kenneth, Rumokoro. All right, Kenneth. Last four digits of your phone number.
Last four digits. 3418.
So be listening. If you win, please send us your details via WhatsApp. So Kenneth, are you ready? All right.
Let's try.
All right. So your time starts now, Kenneth. All right.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 20 World League Championship 2005 Netherlands. Nigeria against the Argentine. Right, Mikel. And the pass to Chinedu Obasogbuke. As he promised, he gives to Tai Taiwo. And Taiwo to me, cross. That's a very wonderful header from Chinedu Obasogbuke. But a wonderful save from the goalkeeper there. Yes, that is Nigeria again. Nigeria moving with John Obi Mikel. He takes on Lionel Messi. Yes, Nigeria going. And that is a goal! Scored by Chinedu Obasogbuke. And it's Nigeria 1 against Nigeria 1 Argentina name.
All right. Okay. All right, Kenneth, whoa, that was excellent. Kenneth, just hang in there. Let's see what your competitors come up with, and good luck to you, all right? All right, thank you. Thank you very much, big man, Kenneth. Welcome to the conversation, Martin Tyler.
Hello.
Nice to have you join us. Good evening to you.
Yeah, this is Roland coming.
Sorry. All right, Roland, are you ready to roll with the commentaries, Roland?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Roland, last four digits of your phone number.
All right, 8127.
8127. All right, Roland, your time.
My WhatsApp is not available. Oh. I just have the phone number.
Oh, okay.
So
you send us a text message using the number that ends with 8127, if you win anyway.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Roland, your time starts now.
All right. This is the match between Nigeria and Argentina. Under 20. This is John Obi Mikel with the ball. Around the middle right now. Goes back to Taiwo Taiwo. Around the middle still. Gives it to Ambrose. Ambrose finds Lapan. By the right, gets the cross in. Gets the goal. It's 4-0. Nigeria 4. And Argentina still courting grass this year. It is Nigeria 4 and Argentina 0. Ball goes down to the middle again. Messi wants to pass the ball, looking very sluggish at this point. Does the crossing back? Oh my. Taro gets the ball now. Gets the crossing. We find Mikel. Gets the shot in. It is 5-0.
Oh,
Nigeria scores. Absolutely spectacular.
Oh, full time, Roland. Roland, thank you so very much. You even made the Argentines cut grass. Thank you very much, Roland, and good luck to you. Let's see if you would win at the end of the day, all right?
All right.
Okay. Brilliant stuff. All right, welcome. Nice to have you join us. Okay, you can't, with those poo, you can't really do this contest. Welcome. Nice to have you. All right, Zverev, you're welcome.
Can I?
Yes, you can play. You can play. Yes. Come on. Are you not Zverev again? Okay. So, Obina, last four digits of your phone number for formality. Yeah. 0355.
Okay, then.
Okay. You're ready to play, yeah?
Your time. Yes.
All right. Good luck. Good luck to you. Your time starts now.
Okay. Welcome to the Youth Championship 2005. We are in the Netherlands. Fighting the goalkeeper from Bamboo Van Paki. I'm calling the top left boy. What a diabolic pattern of goalkeeping we've seen throughout this tournament. He rolls the ball to the Olympic born Tai Taiwo Marcel man. He passed it to his right back, Adeye. Adeye pushed it to his attacker, Obike. will be just find that talisman, the Lino Slowman that is bound for Chelsea, Mikel Obi. He lost his front against the wicket. That was a wonderful shot. You won't believe it. He hit the crossbar. Now that the entire has started again, that's one left for Super Eagles, but because that was not for his only regret. Now the ball lost again to Messi. I don't know if everyone noticed that this Argentine guy is all very oversized jersey. I don't know if he's deliberate or he's a mistake. Oversized jersey is here well committing the Super Eagles to get them.
Full time
at the World Youth Championship Finals 2009. Thank you very much, Cristiano Zverev, and good luck to you. Okay, this is getting quite interesting. Very competitive, I have to say. So many commentators here and there. Not Super Eagles 1, Nigeria 1. Welcome, nice to have you join us.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you. Welcome. Your name, last four digits, and then you're good to go.
My name is Joseph.
Joseph the Dreamer. Okay, Joseph, last four digits.
Okay, 0988.
All right, Joseph. Yes. Joseph, are you ready to compete for 5K? Yeah. Joseph.
Yes, I am. Ready.
Yeah, are you ready to compete? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, your time starts now.
Okay. Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is the commentary concerning the match Nigeria vs Argentina Finals 2005 World Championship. Mikel Obi with the ball right now in the midfield, trying to make it on. He gives it to Obasi. Obasi down to Abu. Oh, that was a big pass. That's the pass from Abu. Oh, what a wonderful goal. Oh my God, what a fantabulous goal! Wow, that was so beautiful. What a strike from Mikel Obi. What a very beautiful strike! Nigeria 4, Argentina 0. Oh my God! Okay. Argentina tried to start from the home. They lose position to Nigeria. Obi with the ball. Obi with the ball. Oh, he's making some dribbles. Oh yeah, he's gone. Is this a goal? And the ball. Oh my God! The fantabulous goal! That was beautiful.
Full time.
It ends in a Nigeria victory. we're robbing the Argentines. Thank you so much, right. Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph, thank you so much for trying.
Before you continue, someone is asking for the phone lines. Say we shouldn't deny him for the 5K.
Oh,
please call out the phone numbers again.
Okay. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0009. Please do take note of the names of these callers, because I have a feeling you might be the one to decide the winner at the end of the day. So Kenneth has called in, Roland has called in, Obina has called in, Joseph just made his attempt. We'll see if we can take maybe one or two more, and then we'll see where this goes. Welcome to the conversation.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. 5K at stake. Are you ready to be a commentator?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Your name?
I'm Christian from Rumodara.
Christian from Rumodara. Christian.
Last four digits,
yeah.
2697.
All right.
Your time starts now.
A new NS to Conquo.
All right. You're all welcome to the match between Nigeria and Argentina, the final of the 2005 Youth Championship. Now. The game starts now. Mikel with the ball. He passes the ball to Obasi. Obasi back to Taiwo. Taiwo check down the middle to Mikel back. Mikel to the side. To Obasi again. Obasi with a strike into the net. Oh, what a big save by the goalkeeper. And it's a rebound from Mikel. Oh, it's a goal. 1-0 for Nigeria. What a great try for Nigeria. And he's a contender for the golden ball. He is doing very well in this tournament. His performance has been good all through the tournament. What a nice goal from him. I bet he will take the golden ball home with no challenge, anybody challenging him at all.
Okay. All right. So goodbye.
Thank you so much. You had a little bit of your time
leveraging. Yeah, a little bit of time. Yes. These Argentines, we'll pay them back. Roland already said it was 4-0. It was 5-0 or so. Nobody wants the Argentines to concede two penalties. feel free to do that. Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
Hello.
Oh dear, the quality of this line is not one we can spend time on. Please kindly call us back if you can. Welcome. Hello. Yeah, good evening. Welcome.
It's Precious calling from Olele.
All right, Precious. Precious, last 4 digits of your phone number quickly.
9243.
All right, are you ready, Precious?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
let's
ready.
Let's play. Your time starts now.
Okay, so we are up and running for the.
All right.
Just one second.
It wasn't meant to be. That's all I can say. Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
Yeah. Johnny Evans from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Evans. Welcome.
Yeah. Fine.
All right, Evans, last 4 digits of your number.
19170. Hey.
Whoa. Evans.
19170.
Wait. Come again, please.
9170.
9170. 9170. All right, Evans.
Time starts now.
Evans, the commentator.
Yeah, this is Evan Wonderful Save from Van Dijk, the Nigerian goalkeeper. Messi has been frustrated. Messi has really been frustrated. He has been trying all his best, but Messi could not be able to save the Argentine. This is very, very wonderful save. Yes, Romy is the captain of Nigeria that is doing. Yes, a very wonderful goal. Oh, Jesus, wonderful. This is emotional. Nigeria has been 10 years. Yeah. This is very, very emotional. Romy is the captain of Nigeria that is leading. He has got 5 goals. Wonderful. The fans are hearing. The fans are really shouting. 10-0. Messi has been frustrated. The young kid has been trying his best. Michel Obi is smiling. A very wonderful goal. Messi has been trying to put it in the 30 angle, 90 angle, but it has not.
Hey!
You are just that.
Full time. Hey,
this one is
Evans.
This one is wickedness.
Evans, when we said we will rob them, it's not, I don't think we meant 10 nil. Evans.
10 nil is enough, sir.
Oh, 10.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Evans. Thank you. Thank you very much, Evans. We'll go for a quick break. When we return, it will be time for you to decide between Evans, Christian, Joseph, Obinna, Roland, and Kenneth. Who knows if we'll have time to take more? We'll find out when we return. Please stay tuned. Because you know, unemployment might be waiting for me and you outside the studio door. The superb commentaries we are getting this night might put us out of job.
I'm thinking Carl is not listening. I'm thinking the bosses are not listening. So that,
hopefully. I cast and bind. All right, this one says, I'm just laughing here. The way your commentators are shouting, oh my God, it's just funny. One of them even shouted, Jesus, your name is Harvest. All right, good evening, Dockers and Cozy and Wisdom texting from LMS. So we have wonderful commentators like this, Nigeria Info. You guys have plenty of people to employ. No problem, as long as we're not exchanging. Just me kidding. All right, let's take one, maybe two calls to join Evans, Christian, Joseph, Obinna, Roland, and Kenneth. And then you vote, and then we'll announce our winner and we will be out of here.
Yeah.
Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
Good evening. This is Ralph.
All right. Ralph.
Yeah.
Ralph. Okay. Ralph,
the
you're welcome.
Digit of your phone. Last digit four of digits, phone number.
Yeah.
Last 4 digits.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can I talk now?
Okay, Ralph.
Yeah, please. Last 4 digits of your number.
Phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, 2219.
Okay. All right, Ralph, you're good to go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome to this final epic competition between Nigeria and Argentina. And the ball is set from the center. John Obi Mikel passing the ball to Obuke. Obuke returning to the goalkeeper of Nigeria, Ambrose Vansake. Ambrose Vantaken, return to Bosco, John Obi Mikel, one come more. John Obi Mikel, Dorcas Koke. Dorcas Koke beats 1-2, return to 2 on a concert. On a concert, oh, he was brought down at the 18 yard box. Ladies and gentlemen, this is penalty. Penalty for Nigeria. It is a penalty for Nigeria. And John Obi Mikel steps off to take the penalty. Oh, I mean, Argentina goalkeeper saves. The goalkeeper from Argentina has saved, ladies and gentlemen. What are we seeing? This is wonderful. Ah, God, this emotion. And now, ah, what are we seeing? What are we seeing? Ladies and gentlemen, Tiger Taiwan is the goal. A wonderful goal.
Okay.
This is epic competition. I can tell you. This is a wonderful one from the Nigerian.
Thank you, Ralph. Ralph, you want to bribe us by putting us in the match. And worst of all, I was fouled for the penalty and you let Mikel take it. Again, quite well. So, one more call, then we vote and we leave. Welcome, a final commentator on the day. Right. Okay, one more at the risk of taking time. Welcome. Nice to have you join us.
Hello, yeah, my name is Augustine.
All right, Austin.
Welcome, Augustine.
Austin, the commentator. Okay. Austin, last four digits.
4994.
4994. Fire away, Austin, your time starts now.
All right, this is the question I'm waiting for. This is a match, this is a white 1-3 match from Nigeria and Argentina. Okay, Alati, I use by this. So I go to John Mikel to Japan, and James to the ball. As he shoots the ball, the keeper saves it, and he rebounds from John Obi Mikel. He goes, what a great strike! What a fantastic strike! This is great! This is the moment we have been waiting for. And actually, a goal for Nigeria, and he goes again. And the mistake from Argentina player, Messi made the mistake. And it's a good counter for Nigeria. And it's the best practice of the Mikel. For Mikel to happen. What a goal! What a strike! This is the moment! And Nigeria won the match. 5-1. Wow, this is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was indeed great. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. Wow. Lovely commentaries from all of you. Full marks for trying. It's not easy to even attempt this in the first place. So congratulations to all of you who called in, got through. All of you who also had the courage to want to, to do this as well, but couldn't get through. We are so sorry, but you're a champion all the same. So it's time for you to decide who the winner is. You will take 7 calls and we'll take seven calls and you tell us who you think has done the best, and then Dockers will vote and I will vote. So the first person to call in was Kenneth. The second person to call in was Roland, and then Obinna called in, and followed by Joseph, then Christian, then Evans, Ralph, and then Austin, who has rounded it up. So please, we are living on borrowed time. Yes, so once I take your call, you tell me who you're voting for. Take the names again, please, all right? So that we'll do this as transparently as possible. Kenneth called in first, please note. Roland called in second. Obinna called in third. Joseph called in fourth. Christian called in fifth, Evans called in sixth, Ralph called in seventh, and Austin, who you just heard, is our eighth and last caller. So once I pick up, please tell me, just tell me who you're voting for immediately, please. Welcome. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Kenneth.
All right, Kenneth takes it. Kenneth has one vote. All right, thank you. 6 more votes to go. Welcome. Who are you voting for?
Roland.
All right, Roland with one vote. All right, thank you very much. Welcome.
Good evening.
Yes, please. Who are you voting for, sir?
I'm voting for Roland, please.
All right, Roland has 2 votes. All right, welcome. Who are you voting for?
Ralph.
All right, Ralph takes it. Okay, Ralph didn't let me take a penalty. All right, welcome. Who are you voting for?
Roland, second caller.
All right, thank you very much, sir. So we have how many votes in total now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2 more to go. Welcome. Who are you voting for? All right. Okay. All right. Welcome. Who are you voting for?
Roland.
All right, Roland. One more vote to go. From you, then we'll vote. Well, welcome. Who are you voting for?
Roland.
Sure. Okay. Okay. All right. So, Dr. Skoki, who are you voting for?
I've got Roland.
Roland. Yep. And Ona Kosi, who are you voting for? Roland. All right. So, at the end of the voting process, Ralph has one vote. Kenneth has one vote. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 belongs to Roland. So Roland, with the man who called in with the number whose last digits are 8127, you're our winner. And we say congratulations to you. Oh God, why didn't I queue up this stand up for the champion? Oh, it's a round of applause for you, Roland. And another round of lovely commentary. Yeah. So another round of applause for everyone who contributed by listening. And thank you very much. You've made our evening. And so, Roland, you have one job left. Roland, using the number that ends with 8127, please send us a message on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. Roland, please, we're waiting for it so that we can do the necessary documentation and be on our way.
Because Roland will say he doesn't have a WhatsApp number.
Oh,
right?
Roland, so okay, Roland, send a text message to the same number, 0809-030-6416. Sports Diva, if you look outside, Dennis Dennis is coming in hot to pursue us as we are. Well, and would you pay my fine after we are queried for taking more time than we?
I wanted to beg you to don't pay my own.
Okay. Thank you. Roland, yes, you're the king of today. Have yourselves a lovely evening. Don't forget, fun never stops in Nigeria Info. Keep it locked. And we will see you as soon as we can.